Yo, so we're going to start the show just like this. Nice cold open.
So cold.
Whoa, what the hell
sounds
are
like
we?
Like a terrible
it's
idea.
Oversized sweatshirt from the car cold.
Oh,
open.
He'll survive.
It is
it's
cold
not,
in here.
It's not hot.
Oh, sorry. Correctly sized sweatshirt.
You
the
two
car.
Bony bastards. All
yeah.
My blubber keeping
That's
me alive.
That's the name
and
of
well.
Our stage show.
So
I could use to lose.
We God, I hate your anorexic bitch shtick. You'll live.
Bitch Stick is also a name of our stage show.
It's my Jewish rap group.
Yep.
So
all female cast.
On the way into the show today, Pedro Maybe and I, because we just listen to love songs, we have like a Power Ballads of the 80s tape.
Mm.
Not a CD, not an MP3, a tape.
We take turns singing to each other.
Yeah, you got a little Whitesnake on there, a little Motley Crue, some Gunners. And we got to REO Speedwagon's Gonna Keep On Loving You.
One of my favorite Speedwagons.
Is there any other cut? So Pete didn't know the story behind the song, and I
have a feeling not a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't
in
know
fact,
the story.
A tiny fraction.
I think most people here, it's like, I'm going to keep on loving you, sing it. You karaoke.
I'm going to keep on loving you.
There you go. It's the only thing she wants
song,
to do.
It is, in fact, the only thing I want to do. Ooh.
She doesn't want to sleep. She doesn't want to eat.
No sleeping, no eating.
That's either love or depression.
I just want to keep.
Yeah, she just wants to keep on loving you. And it sounds so lovely.
Mm.
But I told Pete the story behind it, and this isn't like some Snopes debunked thing. I'm not saying that the band put this in the liner notes, but it's kind
of
well known. So you punched up the video for us.
Yeah, I already got it set up.
We were going to start with this jam.
Here's the problem, and Doctor. It's this new album.
I love this opening.
So,
Can we just pause it right there?
Yeah, I cheated for a second and watched the intro, so I wasn't surprised on air.
It's hilarious.
And I think it depicts singer Kevin Cronin, who looks like maybe half of the 80 singers out there with,
okay.
I don't know, to put it like in a PC way, like a big Jew curl
okay.
thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he looks like a really ugly Jeff Goldblum circa The Fly, but in a Howard Stern wig.
Jeff Goldblum was hot in The Fly.
That's why I'm saying really
okay.
ugly.
And ugly,
version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
well,
got
there's never a time Jeff Goldblum was not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
even as The Fly.
You're straining our suspension of disbelief
Igby goes down, Jeff Goldblum was still hot. You know what I'm saying? Like
I don't remember.
I almost never know what you're saying.
The McCulkin was in that.
He beats up the McCulkin, the baby McCulkin.
Really?
I just remember that scene. Like, I think he, like, Igby is banging some trim he wanted or something like that. And he's like, I think he's like a godfather figure to this kid, Igby. And he's just like, hello, Igby. And then just starts beating the ass out of him.
I remember liking that movie. That movie got me in the most trouble that Blockbuster has gotten me in trouble.
Why? Because you returned the tape all covered in seed?
No. It was the latest thing. It was the most kept out movie I've ever had. And my dad was like, what the hell is wrong with you? One, because then he was explained to what the movie was. And he was like,
Don't you want to pretend we're millennials here? Like Blockbuster tapes? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
That movie cost me like $50.
Wow.
And my dad's respect, because he was like,
hold on.
Oh, yeah. Once they described it, I was like, oh, I bet. That's something that Pete watched.
I just want to get something straight here. You lost this tape or spent $50 on it, yet you didn't remember that Jeff Goldblum was in it?
Oh, I didn't lose it. I just never returned it.
Okay.
I forgot that I was supposed to return it. And then, yeah, I forgot that Jeff Goldblum was in there. Maybe that's part of my subconscious just keeping it.
You probably blocked it out.
Yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah. I was like, that's why I'm keeping it.
I did something similar with Full Metal Jacket, but, like, I could name you the goddamn Vietnamese extras in that thing. Like, I'm not going to be like, Matt Modine was Joker?
What?
Vince D'Onofrio Pyle?
Arlie who?
Directed by what's it? No, man. I'm going to quote the entire goddamn movie for you if you want to make an episode of that.
Well, that's not...
They were a bunch of dicks back then. That's probably why, well, also it was easier to get Netflix, but yeah, they were dicks back then. I think that was a big part of their downfall. So they charged.
Oh, so that's why you're like,
ton.
Goodfellas is my favorite flick. And I'm like, oh, you're a De Niro fan? You're like, huh?
No.
Don't,
do what now?
Yeah, how'd you draw that conclusion? All right. So
Go
we've got this Howard Stern looking son of a bitch on the couch. And he's talking to a shrink before Keep On Loving You even kicks in. And this is back when videos were first becoming videos. Like,
oh, yeah.
When it wasn't just, we're going to perform live and we're going to rock. Because, like,
tiny movie.
Can't you just imagine what it was to make a video when no one had made them before? Like, just the hubris that went into it. It's like, well, what are we going to depict on film? It's like, I'm sorry, we rock so goddamn hard that we're going to show that. And
right.
That's
so
what's going to work.
Playing instruments, making noises.
Yeah. Did you not realize that I have a magical piece of wood with strings and I do this with it? Like, that's yeah. all
that was
the
whole
first
pitch
videos
meeting.
Were. Yeah. yeah. And then they were like, no, we have to include these actual video elements. But they were so ghetto.
Michael Jackson was like, I have an idea.
Yeah. Going to do this dancing.
We're like, I'm listening.
Going to touch a kid. Well, let's go with the first half, Michael.
Right. First so, things first.
Well, I think that the hair metal bands also followed the kid genre. Because they were like, let's show us looking really cool in front of like 16-year-old chicks. So I feel like that's every hair metal thing. It's sort of like just a bunch of chicks.
Like screaming
I'm,
fans.
I'm stroking my Confucian beard here trying to track with you. Which hair metal videos depicted Jailbait and where can I get them?
Warrants.
Oh, Cherry Pie.
Yeah, Cherry Pie. Cherry Pie.
I believe that was Bobby something or other, and
she was of age. Oh, yeah.
It's great because she tries...
plenty of songs.
God, her name's not Bobby Brown, obviously. Horrible what happened to her daughter with Whitney. Yeah, Bobby something or other, and she's like all MILFy still on Twitter, and then she has like a daughter... that I think is like going to some, I followed her for like a week and she's going to like some Ivy League or Duke or something. But she's like, look at my daughter. Don't you want to bone her the way you wanted to bone me in the day? It's very,
Mom.
Very weird. Yeah. Like the family craft, like I learned locksmithing.
Yeah.
And in the Bobby family, they learned how to make men coax seed from their penis for them. That's their family trait. So back to Brad Cronin, who's on the couch. We've left him here for minutes now.
And, I wrote a song about a girl.
Get it
I
out.
Made her up. It was only a song, but I can't get her out of my mind.
I just want
to
say...
He's still, like, showing off to as, the therapist.
As this is going on, it's, like, a static shot, but the camera's just zooming in on him. So I guess it's not static. The camera itself isn't moving other than the zoom. It's, like... I want to say like an effect you'd say from a porno circa 78 when you're just like watching Missionary and then you're zooming in. Yeah, exactly. On the ball bag going back.
It certainly did zoom in on the dong.
Yeah.
And every time I think of her, I picture her with the other guys, never with me.
Okay.
So, it's so exaggerated.
Yeah. He's not winning any Oscars. Like he's not going to put down the mic and star in Last of the Mohicans
Roses
and bring
are
the house
thrown
down.
At him.
Yeah. So... out of nowhere, he's confiding in his shrink that he's made a pretend song woman. And then even in his fantasies, his song woman doesn't give him none. But she's on her knees like tri-dicking the rest
How
of the band.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Also, when do you go to a shrink to tell them that like I made up this chick and I don't know how to ask her out?
Yeah.
Like that sounds
that's
terrible.
Sort of like witch doctor stuff. Yeah. I don't know if that's really...
Yeah, I, what
right
do you do?
Profession.
He's like, I can't help you.
I feel what? Any shrink where you go and you tell them that problem, there need to be like crayons and like games of Mancala out, you know, like that's the level of shrink. Like, oh, my pretend friend won't ride bikes with me anymore. My pretend friend is taking dick from everyone but me. Oh, you're a deeply disturbed boy, little Bradley.
Interesting, yeah.
She's driving me nuts.
She's
so beautiful.
So the dream girl's beautiful, and she ain't giving Brad none. And by the way, this 80s woman is beautiful. She looks like
Shannon Doherty, right?
A little more ethnic, like an Armenian Shannon Doherty-ian.
Huh.
Yeah.
She looks like a mannequin, actually. It looks like he wants to pound off
like
onto
a
this
Kim
mannequin.
Cattrall mannequin?
Yes, exactly like
That's
that.
That's the best guy.
Yeah.
That is 100% on brand with what he has been saying.
He just needs like a really flaming gay black guy to bring her to life.
Oh, if only.
If I remember. Maybe the flaming black guy, though, would also be pounding her.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not even interested. She insisted.
Yeah, he's like, I am such a puss.
And then she made me watch.
Yeah, exactly. She held down the black guy.
She's driving me nuts.
Grabbed his very unresponsive gay penis and still tugged it till something happened.
Took its tiny hat off.
Yeah, and went, how do you do to it? So the rest of the band, by the way, this is the worst video I've ever seen. I was going to turn it off. Well, the rest of the band is in tuxedos on a couch.
Interesting.
Like Friends style?
Just making it an occasion.
It is so... So they're just watching this asshat, Brad Conan, the cuckold, Cronin, and the rest of the band is in tuxes, but with messy hair, so you know they still rock.
Yeah, of course.
And one of the guys...
They're probably just boned.
If I had to guess the guy's name, it's Fatty. Fatty is just lying on the couch doing what looks like texting, except... This isn't
that
one of those pictures.
No, I don't think it existed.
Yeah,
then.
Where you see like a guy holding an iPhone at Nuremberg or anything like that. So I don't know. Maybe he's holding a razor and he's like, should I shave my fat face? I don't know.
I don't know. Santa uses this one.
Oh, my.
Maybe God. Brad wants to borrow it.
His rocking face is horrible. No wonder she's not giving him any. If your rocking face, Brad, is anything like your jizzing face.
And they've got to be pretty close.
Oh my!
They usually are.
Right?
Yeah. If you've ever seen me do karaoke, you've likely had sex with me in your mind.
He looks like an Andy Samberg character. This is the worst goddamn video I've ever seen. And I watched the Daniel Pearl film. All right. I'm bringing that down because we don't have time for all that
awful.
But
he was just about to rock.
So no, it wasn't.
That's driving me nuts.
I hate to break it to you, kid. It was not going to rock. Never was. Never gonna. So the whole point, this whole diatribe, this whole rambly.
Oh, yeah, the story. What was the
story?
Yeah,
I think as Shakespeare called it.
Yeah.
You know, Juliet.
The chase.
Let me tell you my ramble.
Juliet was talking and Romeo was like, cool it with the rambly. I want your 12-year-old box. Brad Cronin wrote this after learning his wife was banging around on him.
Okay.
And rather than be like, God damn it, take half of my rock star money. You get half of my rock star
get
hair.
Get the F out of here.
You get half of my rock star warts.
Yep.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to keep on loving you. I'm going to love you
HPV,
even harder.
Baby.
I mean, I was explaining this to my man, Pedro, over here. I don't think I've ever been like in love with a woman where I learned she was cheating, and my response was like, I'm going to love you even harder.
Right, I'm probably not loving you enough. Is that the problem, baby?
You know what, girl? I'm going to write a song about you.
Yeah, oh, this'll really get you.
Like, I've...
Wait till you see all my friends in tuxes. That'll really make you want to have sex with me.
Just wait and see.
After you've cleaned all their pipes, get to my tiny champagne flute. No, I've been in love where, you know, I was cheating first because I have a sickness, but she didn't.
One of many.
Yeah, she didn't have whoritis. And, you know, I remember just tearing up after a couple beers and then being like, I gotta go. And then buying like a pack of American Spirits and just drinking the rest of the night while crushing an entire pack of American Spirits and crying. And somehow not appreciating
right
that.
That
sounds fine,
American.
Yeah, like her banging a guy a couple days after we broke up. I was like, you bitch. But I'd been like three-timing her the whole time. I'm like, that's different. I'm a man. I'm a Mediterranean man. Don't you get it?
Honestly.
It's in my dunna.
I have to have
I believe
multiples.
It's pronounced. Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it falls off. That's what my dad taught me.
I have to keep with the mythology.
So... I can tell you about an Italian I met in Sex Addicts Anonymous one time where he's like, you're Italian, right? I'm like, oh, Greek, close enough. He's like, I know we got the whole Mediterranean thing. We try to justify our banging around with that, but you know what? It's not the case. I'm glad you're young. You're trying to stamp this out now. I'm like, wait, so you got to screw around for 30 years and you're like 55 in this?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, yeah, you don't need a class. Guess what? Like Father Time took care of no one bugging, you know, boning you, man. Like you're good. You're safe.
Be all right.
So yeah, if I walked in like and my reaction was I'll keep on loving you, it'd be because it was like a pure marriage of convenience. Like I didn't give a damn. I'll be like,
okay,
well,
yeah.
I guess this means I get to bang too. Don't forget you got the kids at soccer practice. Get them at 7. Wash the sheets. I really don't want to sleep smelling the ocean on my pillows tonight.
Frank Ocean.
And there, yes.
I assume.
His new Blonde album. I'm supposed to care about that.
I know, I haven't done it yet, but I've enough people I trust have.
Oh, is that because you're in your mid-30s and you got better things to do?
Possibly.
Okay, there
actually, it's because I don't own enough app products to justify.
Oh, do you not have... what do you have, exactly? That's right. You have
a Droid phone?
Oh, you have the Droid. You have the Droid. Look at you. Let's do the real intro. There you go. That's the official start of the...
Welcome to the Papa's Basement Show.
No REO Speedwagon, just Disco Muerte. You need to go and download their stuff on iTunes. Don't try to Google Disco Muerte.
Another Apple product.
You'll just come up with a lot of wannabe emo Latino kids.
Emo Latino.
Titled their Facebook
album.
Disco Muerte. So this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. There's facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I'll let these two clowns introduce themselves, do their pluggies.
And I am Pete Maybe, at Pete Maybe on Twitter. On Tumblr, at Maybe, Maybe, Maybe Not. John hates that name. I also manage the YouTube for Papa's Basement. And I did want to give a shout-out, speaking of YouTube, our show has been featured on... our friend Logan's channel, who does a lot of stuff for the talk radio community at large. And
Logan is the reason I get to listen to serious stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
When we can't afford serious at that time.
I'm not going to...
I have bought it before.
I'm not
so I don't
going
feel
to...
terrible.
Oh, I have a
you used
free...
to work there.
I have a free lifetime unit that's just in a drawer. So technically, I don't think I'm stealing anything.
You can do whatever you want.
I've got a unit in the drawer, too.
So what's its name?
But, John, did you want to go ahead? I mean,
well, no,
I wanted to give a shout-out to Logan.
I wanted to say, Logan, I'll let you do your town John Cryer stuff in a bit.
You go ahead.
But Logan is a good dude. He's got a YouTube channel where he... I'm not saying Logan's on the spectrum, but he's got some superpower. Because he takes, like, every talk radio show from the Opie and Anthony channel and meticulously, and I mean meticulously... like, turns them into YouTube videos, doesn't monetize them, I guess for the sake of purity.
Which is insane to me.
Does not put commercials in these things. And what is his YouTube channel name?
Not Logan Highest Primate.
Yeah, not...
that's his newest channel. He has a couple of them, but Not Logan Highest Primate.
Yeah, not as in yet. Not like a sailor's knot.
Right.
So that was a lot of knots.
No.
What?
And not as in no. Not?
Yes, there you go. You said no. It confused me.
Nope.
I got a little pea brain.
He said sailor knot. I don't know. What to
so, Logan's a good dude. He needs money. Hit him up on Twitter. What is his Twitter handle? You can, I guess, find him on
at
YouTube.
Logan GV.
At Logan Golf Victor. Look at me.
That's true.
I remember my NATO alphabet.
There you go.
Hit him up on Twitter. Just be like, Papa's Basement sent us to give you money. I know you guys don't give us money. We have a Patreon that I think has...
I know you guys are at your fill, but this is a one-time thing for you guys to help out Logan with a crap ton of talk radio content.
His computer took a dump.
Way
Man
more than we can
computer
ever give
money.
You. So I totally get it.
I think you listeners, less of you have given to the Patreon than have had sex with the Keep On Loving You mannequin. So it's few.
But go ahead and, you know, if you can, find it in your heart.
Yeah.
Hook up Logan over here.
Daddy needs to listen to his serious ex. This is not
100%.
Selfless.
No, we love Logan, and we want you guys to just go ahead and...
if my serious XM tube is cut off, I'm going to have to listen to The Quiet Storm.
There is a donate button on his YouTube, so go ahead and just use that.
Okay, that's easier, too. Yeah, just find Not Logan Highest Primate, YouTube... please save me from Quiet Storm and, like, cry wanking to Sade.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Are they even on the radio anymore?
I don't, you know, exactly.
I couldn't tell you what's happening over
at Sirius
NYC.
If a DJ speaks in the woods and no one's there to illegally rip the feed and turn it into a YouTube video, does anyone hear it?
I have no clue. They're probably all out of jobs now.
Yeah, exactly. Our little video feed got us a...
what's it?
That's it, yeah.
We're done.
Without that feed, that makes them no money.
So go ahead and hook Logan up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it
fast. That's my 2 cents.
Before they send him to Carousel.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. That's
awesome. So, bunch
Sarah,
of topics.
You want to go ahead?
Oh, I'm Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on the tweets.
Madam Too Soon.
Yep.
I tweet her a lot. Whenever we are promoting the show episode,
truth,
you will see me mention her. She won't retweet the episode ever.
Okay, I can start retweeting.
Get him.
But she will. She'll give it a like, and you can get her. You know, you'll find her on my feed.
She might like your stuff too.
She's funny. She is followed by members of the comedy community.
Truth.
Who is your biggest follow?
Oh, it's Papa's Basement.
Oh, wow.
I see.
Alrighty.
I mean, by weight.
That's fantastic. Oh.
You bitch. You're a dirtier whore than
see,
keep on
funny.
Loving you. So there's a lot we have topic-wise. I went meditating with Sarah during
That's
the week.
That's right. Oh, so glad you want to talk about that.
I heard, you last week or 2 weeks ago, you talked about your meditation thing where everyone was farting during silent meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my non-silent meditation.
I need me some of that. Yeah. I need some Zen and some toot. So I went with you to pretty much secular church Monday night.
It was a bit, right?
Yeah. I have a story. I've been reading all these books lately about fat people that get thin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, through meditation or just in general?
No, it's I got sick of reading because, you know, a book is going to save me.
Yeah.
It's not
I'm convinced that books will save me from and teach me anything and just like make all my dreams come true all the
time. Yeah. It's not that I brush my teeth.
Which just means I'm like buried in books that I don't read.
With cheese sticks.
Yeah.
It's right. That I need a book to save me. And I laugh at the religious. I am just as bad. So I was like, hey, I am going to get all these books, not nutrition books, because I know the whole calories thing. I know don't have 90% of your calories from carbs, things like that. So
yeah, it's not for
instead,
lack of math.
I've gotten into, exactly. I can do 2000 minus X. Like, I know how to. So
that's like way better than P90X.
And once you have one book, I mean, really, you don't need any others. You're like, yes,
yeah, the Quran.
Pizza's not
exactly,
a vegetable.
Exactly, the book.
The book.
Yeah.
Where the Quran says pizza is not a vegetable.
He's got it covered.
Make sure. Yeah.
I love Muslim pizza. I got into these books and I've been reading all these like emotionally damaged people. And because that's what I am. That's why I eat. Shocker. Anyone that's like
that's why all of us are
fat,
here.
Yeah. Is eating to numb the pain. So I was sick of like the weightlifter books because I've been lazy about the gym for years now.
I like the weightlifter
books. Where it's like, look, eat chicken breasts and a salad. I made you a sample menu in the back.
It just says chicken breast and salad.
Wake up at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Make chicken breasts. I mean, that's like 100%. Like if you're reading those weightlifter ones, that's exactly what they say. They're like, make sure you're eating like ocean whitefish at 3 a.m. And then at 4 o'clock, you're having 2 chicken breasts skinless and then a cup of Brussels sprouts at 5:30. And make sure you get 8 hours of sleep because you got to be at work at 6.
Yet they live out or they leave out the part where you take bear testicles and wring them out and then inject that testosterone into your heart.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Everybody that says like, I'm a champion. This is how I did it. I worked so hard. They always leave out the part that says, oh, I also was on steroids. I mean, that helped. But no, that way they can come out with another book that says, like, these were the dark times when I was on my road to being a champion.
Yeah, this
is...
Hey, listen, dude, I need the whole playbook on the first thing, because that's why I wasn't a champion in the first place, because I wasn't on steroids.
I think that was...
I missed it.
Dave Draper's third book. It was called Three Pig Valves. Yeah, I've been reading these, and it's about how you're screwed up, and you eat to numb the pain. And one of the authors, one of them is a dude, Greg Mick something. I narrowed it down. There's only like one Irish name in
Greg
the entire country.
Something.
Greg McGinnis, I think. And he was a guy who lost a bunch of weight, and now he like poses shirtless in pools.
And the covers of his books.
Yeah, I think he's even gay, so he used to look really good. Like he has to be trim and can't really have the scars. So I follow him on Twitter, and then I got another I was a fatty book. And
did
I
he
lost
follow you
it
back?
All. No, he did favorite a picture though. I bet if I had my old sexy picture, he'd follow me back.
I bet.
And then maybe like my old gay buddy, he'd like DM me when he was drunk. He's like, I know you're straight, but just can you show me your dick? And I'd be like, oh well, looks like I.
Since you asked.
Yeah. Yeah, you said please.
Yeah.
Least I can do. And I followed another person, or what's her tits? Let me look it up. Andy Mitchell. And it turns out Andy Mitchell.
A-N-D-I?
Yeah, A-N-D-I-E. Mm. Sexy Andy.
Ooh,
mm, yeah. That's a
Actually, I don't like the E on there.
Oh, really?
You it's like, a bit too much.
Oh, you just want to have, like, sex with dude A-N-D-Y.
She should really slim it down.
That's true. That's a fat name.
That's a fat name.
So I looked up Andy, and Andy is, like, she went from, like, cute fat girl, where, like, after the party, you'd be like, hey, mm-hmm. guess what? I got a blowjob from Andy. And, like, yeah. your guys would clown you for a bit, but then it'd be like, she had a cute face, right? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Great tease. You know, you put her in a like a barber's smock, and it's great.
As you do.
Yeah.
Getting a blowjob.
Just a great blowjob. Well, it's...
You have to be careful.
That's how...
You really can't.
I get head from fancy ladies and don't soil their garments.
Be too careful.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm getting all that head from the girls on the catwalk, they're like, whoa, I don't want jizz on my Vera Wang bra.
Exactly. That's how the celebrities do it.
And I'm like, you're lucky I robbed a hair cuttery 27 years ago, and I just put that around him and then go to town. So Andy's all banging hot now, and I wanted to debate a little an idea I had about this Andy girl with you guys.
This is the author of a book you have?
This is an author called of a book called I Used
Hustler.
To Be a Fat Pig, Now I'm Not.
Oh, I think I've seen that Twitter account.
Yeah, exactly. I used to get fat guys.
Okay,
does
no,
really
see,
good
the way
eye
John
makeup?
Delivers lines, is that a real book?
Yeah.
Okay,
the sequel,
are you sure?
Pigasaurus Rex, no more. It's called It Was Me All Along,
okay.
All right?
Aww.
And it's a picture of her in a bikini, and she's fat,
I see
but she's
that.
Also eight, so none of it's sexy.
Mm.
The eight part.
Sure.
And we also have Leslie Jones. Speaking of nudity and sexy, we have Leslie Jones, who was hacked, and it's all very bad.
Did you, like, see the pictures?
We'll get there.
Of course you did.
I feel like that's a trap. That's a trap. John, tell her we haven't seen him.
I count on him to see everything on the internet.
I
so I don't have to.
You have to know.
I cannot tell a lie.
Sort of.
Pete Washington. I done seen him. I saw one. I don't
really?
Know if there's more.
I'm only human.
Got to it. Okay. And then this isn't me.
Nice to be working with humans.
Trying to do like a snide racist thing. It's just,
I make mistakes.
I have things in order on my outline.
In order of nudity. I know
there's
how you work.
KFC sunscreen. Has nothing to do with Les Dog, I promise.
Okay.
And Cracker Barrel. Because I want to just talk Cracker Barrel. I want to spread the gospel of Cracker
you
Barrel.
You want a Cracker Barrel.
I loves me Cracker Barrel. So pick out of all those topics, man. There's a lot.
Dun, dun,
I threw
dun,
so
dun,
much.
Dun,
we're already halfway
dun,
done
dun,
with the
dun,
show.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm not kidding. It's about a half hour in.
What? We haven't talked about anything.
Yeah, I also don't think
that's
that
we
explained
we 3-hour
in too much detail about how much gentleman Cronenberg was a cuckold. Whatever his name was.
Dave Cronenberg, director of The Fly.
It. That was it.
Yes.
Master of body
it
horror.
It all comes full circle.
My favorite cuckold movie where he had sex.
Was that music video?
Yeah, that and Videodrome. Have you ever seen Videodrome?
What is that?
I have seen parts of it, but is there cuckold sex in that?
Videodrome is... okay, I'm going to sound stupid here. Maybe I need to watch it again.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to watch it.
It's a movie about James Woods and Debbie Harry. It's a movie I knew years before I actually watched it, because when you're a kid, finding anything fancy to masturbate to, there's like nudes of Debbie Harry out there.
That's and
amazing. This was back before the internet got sloppy, so they'd be captioned like Debbie Harry, nude in Videodrome. 1986, I believe it came out. I remember that from the picture, not the movie.
Yeah.
And... the whole concept is there's a like a sadomasochistic channel that is broadcast over the airwaves. How quaint.
Huh.
Called Videodrome. And people that watch it, I believe, like get in, like they somehow then start starring in the content. It's a weird film. The whole point of it is near the end, James Woods sprouts like pretty much a puss in his tummy that then gets a VHS tape shoved in it.
I do remember that.
If you really, if you're like, hey.
Were you jerking then?
I mean, it was
maybe.
Shaven. Yeah.
I mean, it was, you were only six.
Exactly. So. I was sorting things out.
So, you're trying to figure it out. That is a hell of a boner recall for you to remember all this.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Beating off at six. Just so ahead of the curve. So that was Videodrome. Normally I can inception back through the layers. Why? How the hell did we get to Videodrome?
I don't know.
Because I said Cronenberg, but I was really talking about our friend Cronin.
Brad Cronin, I think. Yes. So
yeah.
Meditation.
It was only in jest, and then it went way off track.
Mm. Yeah, I love that stuff. I love Cronenberg, man. The Fly.
Oh yeah. Well, once a year,
that
somebody tells me, if you're not
summarize.
Watching Cronenberg, you're not watching movies, man. You haven't seen them, and I'm like, get out of my face.
He's
you're
one,
the worst
Christian
person
Slater?
At this party. Please. I feel like Christian Slater always does a what's his name? Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the first person
he's fully
to say this.
Admitted.
That's all he does.
He's
yeah,
horrible.
It works.
I know, but it's like, how did we just let that slide under the radar? We're like, just let another one out.
I like when you tried to sound butch.
Also, he can't gleam the cube.
Yeah. And you were like, oh yeah, he had his Asian brother was killed. Sorry, I somehow remember that from the commercials for Gleaming the Cube.
I just remember they're skateboarding, so I was like, okay, I have to watch it.
Of course, and then you came.
Yep.
But did you still manage to jerk it when Christian Slater had the vagina in his stomach and put the skateboard in it? Or had you finished by then?
That was even better, yeah, because okay. I was like, way to one-up Woods.
Yeah.
That was dope. I mean, I was
you
like,
are taking it like a
this
real
kid's
horn.
Going somewhere.
Yeah.
He's really trying.
So let's
good
talk.
Agent.
Let's talk meditation retreat first, then.
Yes.
Damn it.
I
just want to talk about Mr. Cronin and how that is ridiculous, and I feel like it's not even touched on. Does everybody know that that was a cuckold song?
A cuckold anthem.
I didn't know that.
The cuckold anthem.
It is the cuck anthem. I'll be honest.
But
I think
it's the only anthem. Cuckolding like. Happy-ish song, right? Other songs are like, you,
yeah.
B, I hate you.
Well, that's not
this
cuckolding. That's just getting cheated on. Well,
me
okay.
Hate myself.
I guess cuckolding is technically you're a man whose wife has cheated on you, but now cuckolding is like you're a man whose
usually,
wife is
usually
cheating
watching.
On you with a guy you found on Craigslist, and you're taping it, and then like at the end you're maybe getting a blowy, or you've already spent your wad just
maybe.
In your hand.
Well, what about, shouldn't there be some Fleetwood Mac examples here?
Why was Stevie Nicks making the rounds? I forget if she banged everyone.
No. didn't they like switched spouses at some point?
What? Really?
Yeah, really. Okay, we'll look this up and talk about it next week.
Just like the candidate.
The Manchurian candidate?
No. Is it the candidate?
The
is it the campaign?
Candidate?
What is the Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The campaign.
Campaign.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not a lot of people were into them. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Marty McHuggins, I believe is his name.
It's not going to make the Criterion Classics, I don't think.
How little you know about how they sell DVDs at Walmart for $5.
Yeah.
Despite his experience with Blockbuster.
Yeah. You really are a DVD
boob. I just feel like I felt like everybody should have known that, but there's no way everybody can. And we are sitting there going in karaoke.
Like
it's like finding out
singing this song to our loved one.
Yeah.
Singing your hearts out, making our rock out face.
Yeah. Just rocking out for her.
No,
and
it's
you're
like
just
finding
basically
out.
Giving her full permission so that you can be a cuckold.
It's like finding out Heal the World is like about fungicide. it's very not what you thought it was.
This is life-shattering.
You're right. You get up there and you belt it out, as you said earlier in the car.
I probably sang this at a wedding somewhere.
Yeah, couples
good
sing
point.
It after their nuptials if you're in Kentucky. And it is a song, yeah, about a dude who, by the way, I'm going to go out on a limb, that marriage didn't last. I have...
Oh, really?
He kept
a
on
rock
loving
marriage?
Her. And that was the only thing that could have been a
you.
Problem.
I'll bet all the petty cash in my pocket that marriage
oh,
didn't make
sweet
it.
Sweet Tom Petty Cash.
If doesn't want to
it's
be
a lot of cash.
If any of you guys who are listening, you've made it this far, if you can look up whether or not Brad Cuckolden stayed married to the chick who banged the entire band, who gave him the Steel Panther treatment,
we'll give you $2.
Exactly.
I'll give you a shiny gold coin.
Spendable in the Papa's Basement merch shop only.
Yes.
Never say we didn't try. So I went to meditation church because that's really what it is with this girl, Sarah, over here.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, let me set the scene.
Okay.
My God, you want to just stick it in, m'lady. I need to be wined and dined and a little 7-2 as well. Oh, no, it's 69.
What's
nothing.
You got to spin on
they
it.
They don't all win. Sometimes they
that's
fall
true.
Flat on their face. Just like the load dropping out of Brad Conan's wife. Like how his name's just changing. after Who? She stands up.
Brent Cohen?
Yeah.
Fred Koenig?
Brendan Jenkins?
Who cares?
So you do your meditation thing, and I realize, like, I need to meditate, because that's the one thing outside of, like, taking Dexedrine that's going to focus me. And Dexedrine with my insurance is expensive. Like, even the generic is, like, $100 a month, which I should still pay for. But, like, the last time I went to the doctor, and as a grown man, I was like, I need more Dexedrine, that pill I've been on and off since I was 15. They're like, do you still need Dexedrine, or do you want something to smoke? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to crush it up and IV it. I intend to take it orally.
Oh, I thought he was offering you pot.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, sorry. That was a little...
They were like, it's cheaper.
Not clear.
Yeah. So, I was like, whoa, cool doc.
Comes in flavors.
I don't get the Dexedrine. I'm like, I need something that brings me peace. I need something that focuses me.
They gave you the Quran.
Yeah, exactly. And I killed some kufar. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know haram
yogurt
is
stuff?
Haram is sin. Like the top you're wearing is haram.
Yeah, like kefir?
Along with your shorts and your bared face, really.
Yeah, my face gets that a lot.
That's all haram. So, oh God, please, anytime I say so at this point, it's like the last of my crutches.
Oh.
Here's this little disc. Anytime I say it, you throw it right between my eyes.
All
right,
I'm going to do it.
I mean it. I'm going to hand it back to you every time I say it.
The show just got a lot sweeter.
Oh, I'm going to be in my head the whole time. There goes my comedy time.
Woohoo!
Oh, I almost said it.
We get to talk this episode.
I figured meditation is the way to go about that, and I can't do it at home worth a damn. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard. But, you know, you kind of get used to it.
Do you ever try?
I've never meditated in my life.
You'll love it.
That's because you
served. It's amazing.
We should do a whole episode on that.
If ever you, like, you feel like you don't spend enough time thinking you're really bad at everything you do, meditation is perfect.
Nothing.
Because it's like you're not doing anything and you still feel like you're doing it wrong.
Oh, God, you're doing it horribly.
Yeah.
No one meditates worth a day. I get why you
it feels
don't meditate.
Like you're just messing
time.
It up royally.
I was going to say because you serve.
Alone.
And you don't want to hear like the gunfire and the
oh,
children's
yeah, that
skulls
was it. Yeah.
Crunching under your feet.
You got to lead them. That's the way you got to shoot them.
Yeah. That's how you can shoot
how
women
do you
and children.
Shoot
I got it. Yeah.
Children. Easy. Just don't lead them as much.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I don't meditate mostly.
The children.
That and... I don't know, I'd rather be playing video games, I guess. I mean, I've always thought about meditating. I always thought that I should try it. But now that you guys have both tried it, sell me on it.
I do it in a room that contains a 3DS, an iPad, a laptop, and my phone. You tell me
that sounds
how
terrifying.
Long that lasts on average.
Would say 4.5 minutes.
You are right on the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed then.
That's not that bad.
I mean, like...
That's not that bad. Like,
4.5 minutes
like,
seems
10 minutes
like an
is really,
eternity.
Is a totally reasonable amount to...
Oh, God. This is why we need to get married. 10 minutes, perfect. 4.5 minutes, that's
not
okay.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's acceptable. And you're
that's
like,
what
oh,
I want. After
4.5 minutes,
when I just do my little... Because that's my...
Rocking out face.
Yeah, banging Brad Cronin's wife face.
Yeah.
And you just pat me on the back. You're like, good job.
And as you peel her...
an extra
yeah,
minute
you
today.
Also,
yourself
it makes
off.
You burp. And then you go
as
to sleep.
As you peel yourself
easier.
Off her, she says, you did an adequate job. Good job.
Not bad.
Not bad.
C+ work.
You know what? I'll take that.
I've never heard nicer.
Any day of the week.
I wanted to go to a place where
usually
I
it's,
was...
Are you sure you didn't?
Is that all you
that's
had?
That's the takeaway.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure you didn't? Yeah.
Is that because you practice the ancient art of coming within?
Exactly.
So you finish.
I come inside myself.
And it expands like a
that's
beach ball.
That's mm-hmm. all I'm doing.
And you're like, that's why we didn't need the rubber, m'lady.
Somehow that reminds me of the expanding guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, the
oh,
one
yeah.
just do that with my junk.
Oh, classic Whoa. Film.
Well, that's what it looks like at the end
Another
of a weekend.
King Cattrall.
When your girl's done a double shift Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim
Cattrall. And fake green eyes.
I know. Girl with jade eyes. Delicious.
Oh, Kim Cattrall.
She doesn't have she doesn't really have green eyes.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And obviously the Asian girl doesn't, but like that's fine. But like the role required one physical characteristic.
I know, right? You could have hired anybody with green eyes.
I respect that she was a dirty whore later Sex and the City, but like it sullies the memory of how sexy young Kim Cattrall. Like, the maybe
wasn't she like she was in Porky's or I mean
the most
was she in Porky's?
The second
she was the dog.
The second fastest spurt of my life was her dropping her trowel and seeing Kim Cattrall's ass. And I'm not even an ass guy, but like
see,
that scene,
I didn't know
I was
it was
like,
her. I've seen Porky's a bunch.
Can you pause the movie, Mom? I have to go take a dump. And she's like, wow, that was a fast dump. But more flushing than usual.
Right.
Lassie was the name.
Lassie, thank you.
Yeah, because every time she got porkied, she would start howling. She'd go, oh,
okay, I remember her. She ended up getting with Short Stuff, right?
I don't remember. I don't remember enough of the plot.
Near the end.
Oh, the dinosaur Littlefoot?
No, the little guy, Pee-wee. I think that was his name.
She banged one of the students? She set that trend?
I don't know.
She was a teacher. I think she got banged by a fellow teacher. Like a gym teacher.
Okay,
yeah. That sounds right.
Damn.
Your bone
recall is obviously stronger than mine.
I mean, you know, it's a video that I rented 20 years ago.
So I used to watch it
on FX. Back when FX reared its dirty little head,
yeah.
They actually played movies like that and there were boobies.
They totally did.
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I watched a movie called Eating Raoul, and that showed quite a bit of nudity because it was about eating Raoul's dick.
Yeah.
Didn't even change
they
it.
They just left
the
it off the
version.
Title.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing
like widescreen showed on narrow screen.
What it actually was is these people that I believe had a restaurant, sort of fried green tomatoes, with sex.
And they served Raoul.
Yeah. So what happened was they would have swinger parties. And then some of these people, they would, you know, murder and ingest.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know the plot, so I thought I was being funny here. I was just summarizing. That's like you talking about RoboCop. I'm like, what is a robotic policeman?
It wasn't like in like a horrifying like way. They were just...
Oh, it was funny dismemberment. Huh.
Yeah, no. They never really showed like any of the bloody, gory stuff. They would show like, hey, this person
was... But it
was
like a thriller.
They're just sleeping.
Okay.
No, it was mostly just an excuse for them to show like a swinger party.
Yeah.
And then they were like, why are
that's
they
not
swingers? And they were like, because it's a horror movie. Because as we all know, if you're making a horror movie, put as many tits and boobies and jugs and
I could see a
sweater puppies.
Too.
We've covered,
want to say tits a bunch.
That is a way to sell a horror film.
No, that's all there is. Yeah. Like just naked women. That's it. Then you're making a horror film.
So back to meditation.
Okay.
Oh,
guys, check out Eating Raoul.
I said so. I said so, and
he's
I wasn't
never
talking
do
about
anything.
The Peter
really
Gabriel
just
film.
Because
you really
you
jumped
so.
Into back to meditation. That's
okay.
All I heard. All
right. Giving me a pass. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
I'm a dirty turd. I need to be punished in this life. I wanted to...
That's gross.
I wanted to explore sitting in a place... where I couldn't screw with my phone. I actually left it in the car, which...
Oh, yeah. I was shocked by that.
I got phantom limb syndrome. That was hellish. Like, I just had my hand out and was moving my thumb about.
Yeah, everyone's, I thought that was weird, but, you know, being accepting.
It is what it is. We meet at a Unitarian church, shocker. And as
I think it's just because that's where there's space, but...
I think it's because the Unitarians are... hippy-dippy, and it is what it is.
I don't know anything about the place.
It was very funny. It was like watching a Trader Joe's fill up all at once. That was the clientele. Shocker.
A bit. There were a lot of like really happy older ladies, right?
Happy older ladies, yeah, that are probably...
Like just like so happy.
Practicing yonic massage and all kinds
of... Like they just want to like ask you about your childhood. They're... funny weird
how
ladies.
how you plan to give birth.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Oh,
there might have been a doula or two.
I have a doula to recommend. That is exactly what this old lady.
But whatever, everybody's so happy.
And there's old guys and just like
you're
a Trader
gonna give
Joe's,
birth in fat tub.
So I sound a little straighter here. Lots of attractive women. A lot of girls in shape.
I believe
that makes sense.
Everybody
they
wearing
give a
yoga pants?
They give a yoga class
yoga
before,
pants.
Which obviously I don't go to because gross, but. They have one, so.
They fart a lot in yoga,
That's
right?
How you get herpes off the gym mats.
Okay.
Or ringworm.
I would That's never actually... sleep with Jim Matz. He's gross.
He's got herpes, apparently.
He's got herpes.
And ringworm.
The amount of kid wrestlers that get herpes all over their face from that coach,
right?
Jim Matz.
Oh, he's the worst.
Why do we keep asking him to come back?
Put him in jail and throw away the key. That's what I say.
Stop. Hashtag stop
and
Jim Matz.
And there's a long-haired guy playing piano. Old, wiry.
Oh, that was a woman. It was a woman playing
what?
Piano.
What?
I can tell by the look on John's
yeah.
face. He can act that
I don't
well.
Know her, but...
He is completely stunned
no,
and
it?
Losing his yeah. mind.
It wasn't. I walked behind him. It was a dude.
No.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I guess she just plays it because she likes to. Like, she's not affiliated. They just have a piano oh. there, so she plays it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't meditate, ladies. It does horrible things to your breasts. So we pull up a seat. We pull up a seat, and yeah. This lovely lady
grab a pew.
Is playing the piano.
Yeah.
And you have a little I killed a wabbit at the end. Mm-hmm. And our cult leader ascends to the stage. What's his name?
Jonathan Faust.
Reverend Jonathan Faust?
Faust,
okay,
yes.
So my mom is right. I was going to hell for practicing the devil's arts.
Yeah.
Yep. And Faust ascends to the stage, and he tells like a
That's
joke
also like a bad guy
yeah,
in the Marvel
always...
Universe, by the way.
It does kind of.
Faust, yeah. And it's also a Spanish name, Fausto. It's a very powerful
Fausto.
Name, right? Yeah. Mm. Like, oh, Brad Cronin's wife, who banged you this week? Oh, my gardener,
El Fausto.
Fausto.
El Faust.
Fausto planted one in my bushes. Fausto ascends to the stage. And he tells like a joke I don't remember.
Yeah, there's always little jokes.
I think he turned to the pianist
jokes.
And he went, "What happened to the T's on this B? Am I right?" And we all laughed at her.
Look at this old hag.
And then went, body shame in unison. That was
He's
the crap
like, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Yeah.
I banged him right off her. And you sat, he kind of talked. And
yeah, talking, that was the part.
He talked, yeah, and he was like, all right, shut the hell up. Sit down. Close your eyes. I'm giving the cliff
I'm gonna
notes
count
here.
To three.
How does one get that job? I mean, their whole thing is just they're like, everybody shut up. Just like keep a clear head and everybody be cool.
Yeah.
So it
and
could be
we'll
a vice principal.
We'll all leave.
Yeah.
You know, nobody will get hurt. Just everybody chill.
Yeah, I guess.
I know he told a story about being a missionary in Africa. I remember this.
Oh, yeah. He was like he was like a monk, kind of, basically,
oh,
for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah. He has the power to see spirits because a guy got run over on this little bridge in Zimbabwe.
Oh,
or
he saw his spirit leave his body.
Yeah, and he was like,
yep.
I could sense the spirit buzzing around.
Nope, that was a monkey stealing his wallet. They were trained to do that.
Just think a little
they keep
knife
around.
In its mouth in case it's caught.
That's what they do.
Oh, God. That'd be so great, a monkey thief, and then it's in the tree, and it's just like, shh, brandishing the knife.
Just a ghost.
Oh, God, how great would that be, like, holding being a monkey pirate, just holding a cutlass in your back
Damn
foot.
It. I want a new job.
He tells the story about a guy getting killed on the bridge, and yes, he sees his spirit buzzing around. I forgot this before we meditated, and he explained to the spirit, like, He was very much a bartender, so that might be his previous gig. He was like, look,
that's a good stepping
you don't
stone
have to
gig.
Go, but yeah. you can't stay here. And then the spirit left. So I'm like, thank God Faust was there.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Ghost else, bouncer.
Yeah, haunted bridge.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah, then you'd have to pay a toll. That's where tolls
that?
Come from.
Ghost
tolls. That is where tolls
word.
Come from.
That is where
yeah.
tolls come from.
You go through the bridge, and every time your balls get
we
tickled.
We didn't have enough exorcists.
By a ghostly ice finger. And
get out of here.
The worst.
What I found was no matter how long, uninterrupted, you leave me to meditate, I will never go into anything deeper than a cursory, all right, we're breathing, 2, 3, 4, and hold it, 1, 2, and exhale, 2, 3, 4. And I really thought, uninterrupted, yeah, you can do it, man.
I'm meditating.
Or crowning.
I'm meditating.
I feel like
that's like when I got to the height, I'd be like, I'm meditating. And I would just totally come down.
I
like,
just
son of a bitch.
I have an inner idiot monologue that did not shut off.
It's like, very hard to stop thinking.
Oh, my God. I'm watching scenes from Heat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing
yeah.
Zelda 2 in my head.
Totally normal.
I'm counting the hairs in Pete's eyebrows. Everything, just images in my
often.
Head. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gotten into so many car accidents.
They're odd this week. You know I like evens. And then I slap
them. I'm sorry.
Them.
I'll stop threading.
Yeah.
It is difficult. I couldn't do it for a damn. I mean, I'll try again. I'm sure I'll get better.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it was hard.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
How did you strange to think about? Tell me your experience here, because we had a
like
shared
last
thing.
Week?
Yeah. How was it for you? Like, what did you drink in? What did I see that you didn't? And vice versa.
When did you become good at doing nothing?
Oh, never. No, nobody like becomes good at it. You just, yeah. Okay. So for me, that like this time, since I've done it more and gotten like a little bit more comfortable, so there's like a few seconds I can, you know, there can be like 30 seconds where I'm actually just sort of experiencing what,
whoa.
You know, I'm like, I can like feel the air and smell and hear things and not have thoughts about them.
Yeah.
But it's like a few seconds at a time. And then like a thought comes in or whatever. And that's fine. Cause like your brain is being counterproductive right now. Like it often is, but it's not like I can't be mad at my brain. It's like, okay, you know, yeah, you protected me from a bunch of stuff. Thanks, brain. I understand like why you have terrible things to tell me all the time, but like no need. So then it kind of like goes away and you get another few seconds of kind of peacefulness and then like another thought or like a picture or a feeling or something comes in. And
man, you're doing it right.
You can just like.
It's hard to watch stuff go by.
Not to brag,
but
I think I could do nothing better than both of you guys.
Yeah, you'd probably not get
I think I could probably clear my head.
I think you could once you've done your daily drinking. I've seen you do it.
I've probably done it twice during this show.
When you give your 1,000-yard stare on my couch.
He's done it twice like, just now.
Pete, come with me, buddy.
Not to brag or anything.
Yeah.
We should all go to a class together.
We should,
I'd love
absolutely.
That, yeah.
And then do a show about it.
A show about nothing?
See, and I'll never be able to turn off the producer brain.
Yeah.
I like it, man. I'm just glad that my inattention wasn't.
What are you guys gonna talk about during this meditation? Shut up.
I just had an idea. Will you write this down? Somebody write this down.
You guys are doing that in my head. It's just da na 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 na. Hey.
And I'm gonna keep on.
Imagining sex with his wife.
Yeah, just John just jerking off to somebody else having sex.
Exactly.
She's driving me nuts.
Can't stop thinking about.
She's so beautiful.
I'd move on from this dirty whore, but she's so hot.
Yeah.
Really, again, I'm not so much on the feminist spectrum, but think of the message of that song.
Right, right.
I'd love to burn this dirty bitch at the stake, but the tits, doctor. Did I tell you the tits I imagined on her?
All I was looking for is someone who's not real and is gorgeous.
Yeah. 36D, but with little areolas.
She's trying to get a restraining order.
She's the one.
But I'm going to stop her.
I'm just going to keep on.
My monkey thief will cut her tongue out. Good luck calling the cops now.
It is so fun picturing that monkey.
I love that monkey.
Me too.
Knives
the
on
imaginary
all four
monkey.
Hands, hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
Four limbs brandishing blades.
Thousand-yard stare.
No, he has one on his tail, too.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Tail's carrying its own
weight. How is he supporting himself? Is he a flying squirrel monkey? Four knives plus a tail knife. Now you're sounding stupid.
He can use his bows.
Excuse
me.
I wanted him to have three, by the way.
I thought you saw the world in the service.
Two in his hand and one in the tail.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Two in the hand is better than one in the tail.
Yep.
Oh, that's like the two in the pink, one in the stink bumper stick.
Exactly.
Okay.
Two in the pink is better than one in the stink.
I think they are letting us keep going. I guess.
Because no one's beaten down the door.
Yeah, we had that really lackadaisical dude at the front desk.
Oh, yeah. He's probably, well, honestly, he's probably going to lock us in here.
That's fine.
That doesn't seem great.
It's.
What? Airhead style.
Is this like the Cube?
I'm down.
Is that the movie I'm thinking of?
I like
where
hot sauce.
We're going to die one by one in the sealed space.
No, I like the Airheads idea better.
Airheads is better, yeah. Good.
They seem like they're
also the
fun.
Hole. We could die one by
and
one.
And I feel like we could learn a lot from Steve Buscemi.
Oh, how to have gorgeous baby blues in the lips of a porn star? Oh, God.
It'd be an amazing
He could wear my skin.
The mouth on Steve. Oh, he wants
so
to.
Sweet.
In Conair.
He is the face of a man that would take you up on that. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do. I feel weird staying late, guys, but we seem to not be...
I think we've hit our mark.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go drink. I want to put
food
in my mouth.
Yay, we're actually going to hang out after the show tonight.
Yeah, because the
That never happens.
Cured
we
me.
Literally hate each other.
Yeah, we never hang out.
Oh, yeah. We're like those like 20-year DJ marriages.
To
it is strange.
Until
I don't know.
The mics go on.
I don't know anything about Sarah.
Yeah.
So her name's
I don't
Sarah.
Even know Pete's real name.
No one will.
Well, that was good. We did, honest to God, nothing, but maybe that was what meditation class did
so
for
us. Fun.
Yay, meditation cast.
Oh, he is here. Yeah, he's giving us the F off signal. So, good we started this. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. Show's website in papasbasement.com. G-O-M. Go there for every episode we've ever done. But more important, look us up on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. That's the best thing you can do.
Subscribe.
Stitcher as well. Subscribe. Yeah, get those numbers up. If you find us on Reddit in the podcast threads, promote us there. Find our YouTube channel.
It's just Papa's, Basement. Yeah.
And like us on that. The whole thing, just share it, man. If you like the show, guess what? We don't do any advertising. We rely on you lazy turds to put the word out. And
we need your help.
Yeah, you're not great at it. So...
the monkey's trying to take my wallet. Help us. And I'm at Pete Maybe, the producer.
Extraordinary.
Of whom you love.
Is there anything you wanted to say on top of that?
Nope.
Promote your horrible Tumblr URL?
No, I got some things I'm going to promote, but I think I'm going to save them for next week.
Okay.
So be prepared.
Sarah?
I'm Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on tweets, and I will start retweeting the show.
Yay!
We guilted.
Not that we drink and bitch about that together or anything.
Well,
me and
I didn't
Pete.
Know that.
What is she doing? Is she ashamed of us?
Yeah.
Oh, I almost left out. Your friend Jen that I met at meditation class said she loves most of all hearing about my locksmith stories. And
that
I just wanted to impart this one to her real fast. I got a text from a customer. I went to let her in. She was locked out of her vehicle. Said, I'm on my way. She texts me back with this. I kid you not. Oh, great. Thank you. You're kind of like baby Jesus, saving people and whatnot. And she was a country girl, so I don't think that was sarcastic.
Weird.
Like, talking about, like, Ricky Bobby, he was a man! He had a beard! Well, I like praying to the baby Jesus. All right.
That's awesome.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.